I'm back. This is Jennifer Herron of jenniferherron.com and Cadence Coaching. I'm going to talk to you right now about some of the pitfalls to avoid in the goal setting process. There are two distinctions that I'd like to make that are really, really important. I talk to people all the time who don't like to set goals. They say goal setting makes them feel like failures because they never accomplish them, or they don't like to claim a particular goal for fear of missing out on something else. And they can't figure out what the right goal is, or they're afraid of picking the wrong one. For some people, having goals can feel confining, and they might feel pressure to succeed that takes all the fun out of the process. If you don't have awareness of these two distinctions, goal setting can actually be painful, frustrating, or downright destructive. Number one, having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. If you have a growth mindset, it means you're constantly looking for opportunities to change, grow, or do things differently. You see criticism, failure, and even bad luck like headlights showing you the way. You're resilient because you're always adapting and changing and developing. You carry with you a sense of what Carol Dweck, author of Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, calls a feeling of not yet. You perceive yourself as always on a learning curve and do not see yourself as defined by what your current abilities or results are. If you have a fixed mindset, on the other hand, it means that you accept criticism or failure as the result of a fixed circumstance that you don't have the power to change. You keep making the same mistakes and getting the same results over and over because you believe that you're a victim of your circumstances, of other people, of your genes, your environment, or your bad luck. You believe that nothing you do can change that. We've all felt this way at one time or another. Anytime you feel at the mercy of your schedule, your finances, your health, or of other people, you are operating from a fixed mindset that says, I can't change that because of A, B, or C. Whenever I find myself thinking like a victim, I remind myself that there is always an idea or a solution that I haven't thought of yet. And I start brainstorming. The second pitfall or potential pitfall of goal setting is being externally directed rather than internally directed. If you're internally directed, you act according to your own values and your own ideas about what success is. You're aware of what cultural or familial markers for success are, and you choose to look for your own instead. You know how to use feedback from others to move you closer to what you want, but you don't let it guide you. In order to be internally directed, you need to be very clear about your vision and what's important to you. Being internally directed is not about being selfish. It's about staying true to yourself so that you may better serve others and serve the world. If you know what things are the most important to you, you'll be able to set goals that are in alignment with those things. Accomplishing them will be deeply satisfying and enrich your life. If you're externally directed, on the other hand, and you set goals based on societal values or based on what you think others want from you, you will feel chronically dissatisfied. People-pleasing and guilt are probably the two biggest monsters that I help people grapple with every day. If you're constantly making decisions based on trying to please others in the moment, or based on ingrained beliefs about what you should or shouldn't do or who you should or shouldn't be, you will end up in a vicious rat wheel. Accomplishing goals might even leave you with a feeling of emptiness. Becoming internally directed doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, and it usually requires work and some help from a coach or mentor. All my programs are designed to help you become more internally directed. I recently ran across this anonymous quote. It's, I used to walk into a room full of people and wonder if they liked me. Now I look around and wonder if I like them. I used to walk into a room full of people and wonder if they liked me. Now I look around and wonder if I like them. This is an example of what it means to be internally directed. Wow, what a way to look at the world. Who do I want to know? What are they like? What did they have to say? Oddly, the more internally directed we become, the more people-centered we are. We let go of thinking about how we're being perceived and how we're measuring up, and we begin to see and hear others more clearly. we begin to act with more conviction and waste less energy trying to figure out how to impress or placate others. We begin to make choices from a more authentic place and are less attached to the choices that other people make. We become more courageous and feel less vulnerable in the face of conflict because we are sure about where we stand. Start to notice the places where this goal setting process is requiring you to be more internally directed than you've maybe been before. Remember that no matter what, when you do something big or bold or outside your comfort zone, you're going to face criticism or failure. And guess what? No goal worth making is not big or bold or outside your comfort zone. You will fail. Things will get in your way. I like to say, be like a river. This means you flow up, over, and around whatever obstacles show up. Get used to this and start practicing your growth mindset now. You've got this.